Good morning, church. Morning. Good to see you. Welcome to Centenary's Sunday worship service. Whether you worship in person or Facebook Live or online, we are one in spirit. Let us worship together in spirit and truth. As you may already know, through a weekly email from the church office last Thursday, the conference work groups announced some changes on our protocols of in-person worship. Now, fully vaccinated persons may sing with a mask on in congregational singing for up to 5 minutes total. So from today, we will sing two hymns with mask on, beginning and closing of the worship service. Those who don't feel comfortable to sing, you can wait at the narthex and come in to the sanctuary after beginning hymns, and you can leave a little early before the closing hymn. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. Now, it is time for the three-team ministry announcement. Today, I guess a nurture team co-captains are coming forward. Hello, everybody. Yay, I'm very loud. That's my favorite thing. Microphones, I've missed them so much. Karen Bell and I are the co-captains of the Nurture Team, and we wanted to kind of remind you of what that structure is and what it's responsible for. Now, my sister Denise gave me this illustration of the three teams. So everybody remembers, you know, here's the church, and here's the steeple, and you open the door, and you see all the people. Well, this is our part. Is the people's on the inside. So we are gonna meet today to do some planning and visioning for activities in our work area, which covers four basic things. And one of those is worship. And so the activities around worship, making sure we have lay readers and acolytes and all of the materials to have worship in this space. What's the other?
Well, one of the others is our education responsibilities, our Sunday school, our vacation Bible school, our super church, and our UMYF. Those are all opportunities that we can educate our young people and also extend our own education. What's the next one, Chris?
Da-da-da. One of our very favorites, because we're Methodists, is fellowship, especially when we are able to have food together, because there's nothing a Methodist loves more than eating. So those activities like our family fun nights, our trivia nights, other types of fellowship, those fall under nurture. So if that's something that you love to do, plan little events like that. As soon as we're able, under the restrictions, to have activities with food, that will be very exciting and very important. I love that. I want that. Okay.
And our last area of responsibility is congregational care. And I think, thank you, Chris, and I think that congregational care is where this congregation absolutely excels. It's contacting shut-ins. It's contacting members who are sick and those who haven't been here for a while. It's doing care packages for our college students to get them through those last days of exams. And it's also our Stephen ministry. So if you've got any ideas or something that has just popped into your mind that says, you know, I've got an idea and I want to brainstorm and I want to help with the nurture team, we're going to meet right after church, socially distanced, masked on, down in the fellowship halls. It won't be very long, but we would love to get ideas and just see where we need to go from here as we revitalize this part of our three teams. So thank you very much.
Yo, nurture!
Thank you. They did a good job. Let's give them a big hand. Thank you. Now, it's time for the striking of the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.